Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
We are going to start with shocking news.
Okay.
Shocking news right out of the gates here on the K92 Morning Thang.
All right, I'm with it.
It is Friday, so let's say Friday!
Yes!
Now.
Wait, that's not the shocking news?
No, that's the good news.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Big fan of shocking news. Now we get in to the shocking news.
All right.
Red alert. Red alert. Monica Brooks is here and she feels completely fine. What's up?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Look at you.
So the shocking news is that Monica was right this entire time.
Ugh, don't say it like that, Antoine. It encourages her to do things in the future.
Shout out to Dr. Irby and his team. I mean, because they pulled that sucker out and...
Yep. And by sucker, she does mean a tooth.
Yeah.
Yes. So Monica had a wisdom tooth removed yesterday, and we had predictions all over the map.
I know. Y'all really put the fear in me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told you, we had a work meeting, a staff meeting, where y'all were talking about all kinds of horror stories.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect any of that. I thought...
People telling the stories of how many days they couldn't move and how many days they had to eat mashed potatoes,
yep.
Yeah.
How much medication they were on, and which celebrity they thought they were married to. I mean, all of those hallucinations and everything. And meanwhile, Monica had been told, hey, you can, yeah, go ahead, just drive home. You'll be fine.
I can drive home.
I don't even like you driving home from work on a daily basis. It scares me for everybody in the listening area.
Well, then after having, you know, medicine and numb, you know, they're numbing my gums and all kinds of stuff, and I'm drooling.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad, though.
No.
Monica came back here.
Yes.
I did.
Right after the surgery.
Yep. Monica had the procedure done at, what was it, about 10:45?
Yeah.
I left the radio station at 11:45. She was already back here.
Yeah.
She was back.
She had come back. It wasn't even as if she had gone and gotten a tooth pulled. It's like she ran out to get a candy bar.
You opened the door. You said you're back.
I thought maybe you were late because that's like you hadn't left yet or something.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
No, it was already done.
Wow. And you're not even taking the pain meds anymore.
I don't need to take them. I don't feel anything, right?
I think that's a mistake.
You think
I don't
so?
Know.
I think that's a mistake. I think the more you talk,
I have them with me.
It's going to start to hurt. I think that's a mistake.
Ooh,
I think you're getting ahead of yourself.
I know, and I do have the medicine with me just in case.
Okay.
But
you may want to take them for safety's sake or just to be safe. I mean, do they make you feel weird or anything?
No.
Well, then just take one.
Yeah, but I was like.
Well, just take one. It's fine.
So you're like my wife with the antibiotics when she was refusing to take them. I don't know if I need it. Just take it. It doesn't matter. Like, just let's set ourselves up for success.
Because they tell you to take your pain meds, you know, and every 4 hours take it. And I took two doses yesterday, and I said, well, I guess I'll just play it by ear.
She's a mutant. She's X-Woman.
I don't know.
She's an X-Woman.
I'm tired. I'll take them.
I know. Can we just, you know, save them for a rainy day?
Sign me up.
How many milligrams are those things? Let's see.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Okay. This guy, he's from the year 2030.
What?
Yes.
That's not now.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
It's not. But he says that he has this chip in his hand, and it's called the One.
And
he's able to predict the future.
Is he from the future, or is he able to predict
the future?
Future?
And he can predict the future.
Okay,
well,
if he's from the future, that's not predicting. That's just telling a story of what's going
on. They put him through a lie detector test because he's. I mean, of course, he's believing everything that he's putting out there.
OJ believes he didn't kill.
I know. But this guy believes that he knows that for a fact that in 2045, that's when aliens will land on Earth. 2045, mark your calendar. That's when we meet our first alien.
Okay.
And he also says that he can predict the president during that time.
We don't care about these things. Why? What can we gamble on? I mean, you're going to tell me who wins the Super Bowl this year and we put some money down. If this guy's not rich, then he's not from the future.
But they put him through a lie detector test. He's telling the truth.
Who's they? Who is this person?
People. We don't know. He's very secretive.
You can easily pass a lie detector test, though.
Yeah, if you believe what you're saying, and he believes what he's saying. He says that the year 2045, the president will be Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter, Yolanda Renee King.
Okay.
So that's what he's predicting for
all
that.
All right, and the aliens will be coming down that same year. Sounds like the aliens at least don't kill us because he's there,
yeah,
and he's back. Now he's very confusing to me, Antoine, because
he says he's from the year 2030, but he has a gadget in his hand that helps him to time travel.
So he's from the future, but then can also predict the future beyond.
He's in the future.
I'm from 2030.
He's very talented, that
Yo,
man.
Check it. Here's what's going to happen in 2045.
Yes.
But again, are the Cleveland Browns going to win the Super Bowl? These are the things we want to know this year.
That
to
is
help
true.
Us
they
financially.
Never had that information.
Why not?
They never had that. What's the lucky number? They never had that.
Marty McFly had it. In the sports almanac.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where is this guy's sports almanac? If he doesn't produce one of those, then I don't believe him.
I
will say,
does.
Of course, you know, they blur out his face. He has a terrible bowl haircut.
I saw
can't
it.
Trust a bowl.
I just looked it up.
Yeah.
I saw it too.
They blur his face out, but you can see that haircut, and it is dreadful when someone put an actual bowl in your head. And
that is my biggest pet peeve with the future. Hairstyles and clothing are always terrible. Every time we depict the future, we apparently love to wear a lot of silver in the future. I don't know why.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's all shiny and
very shiny. We're going to have bowl cuts. Yeah.
I'm
Crocs.
Not, because I don't have hair.
Yeah.
We're going to have stylish Crocs.
Well, Antoine, if you don't have hair, you're going to just have to wear a bowl. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you don't have a bowl cut, you will have to wear a bowl on your head.
Mm-hmm.
I will grow my hair
back out.
This
is a future I don't want to be a part of. I don't want to deal with any of this. Forget it. I don't want the haircuts. That's your diamond of the day. What will the future be like? You know, those bad haircuts we're talking about?
Yeah.
Shiny.
I refuse to wear a bowl on my head.
Do you think there'll ever be flying cars?
I've given up hope on that.
Oh,
I thought I'd be here in 2000.
I should be clear. I purposely didn't react to Antoine saying that because I just wanted to save it as his own isolated drop to use later. I refuse to wear a bowl on my head.
I refuse.
Yeah, it was good. Flying cars. What do you think?
No.
But they're kind of working on them now.
They're working on them, but no, I hope not.
Not in our lifetime.
No. And you know, as we learned this week, and it might pop up again here later in the top moments of the week, I am anti-drone.
Yes.
Very anti-drone.
Yes, you are.
And they're just doing all these delivery drones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even get my son's Batcopter to work. How's Amazon going to deliver me a package?
Yes.
Come on.
Can you imagine like flying cars delivering your like Grubhub? And then, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like...
I'm telling you, there
dropping
is,
it off.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm just stereotyping some of the great people of this listening audience, but I've lived here long enough and I love this area. But I just feel like if we had food delivering drones around here, people would be shooting them down to get the food.
Like, I smell. They got KFC right here.
I reckon there's chicken flying over
there.
And because they would say, and I quote, that's my airspace.
Yeah.
You fly over my airspace. I will shoot it down. I will shoot the
my
chicken
airspace.
Down. And really, it's tempting. I mean, if a drone carrying a bucket of KFC flies over your house.
Oh, yeah, you smell it because you can identify that.
It's raining chicken that day.
Yeah, uh-huh. It is raining chicken that day. I would certainly try to maybe at least build some sort of drone catching net up on my roof.
Yeah.
See what I end up with. Mama, what's for dinner tonight? Let's go see what the drone net caught.
A surprise.
Text 52353. This person, you know, like Demolition Man. They say it's going to be all Taco Bells in the future. That's it. Which, as we learned earlier this week from the guy in Let's Be Honest, his dream.
Ian would love Taco Bells everywhere.
Speaking of food, comfort food, and then we'll talk. If you missed the hookup or hang up yesterday, well, veganism lost one yesterday. Womp womp.
Regina.
Oh, Regina.
Regina.
Monica has no pain scale. That is a text to 52353, clearly, because Wisdom Tooth out yesterday at 10:30. She was back at work by 11:30. She's here today, and she's off the pain meds.
Yeah, man, for like now, I guess it's fine. It's pretty much...
She doesn't have pain nerves.
No, she doesn't.
The doctor, he told me, he said, it's different for everybody, for every person. So.
There was a woman, I saw in the news here, that there is a medical condition where you don't feel pain.
I've heard about that.
And it's dangerous because you can really hurt yourself.
And I know it.
Because you don't feel pain. And she was. It was some clip where she was talking about how she said ironed her hand multiple times and didn't even realize it. And,
very
you know,
dangerous.
The burns are still the burns, so there's that.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Bang Hacks on K92.
We try to help you on a Friday. That's
yes.
what we want to do around here. We want to give you little hacks, little tips, things that we've learned, things that we've experienced, things that we've come across.
Yep.
And then we give Monica the floor to do whatever it is she does with this stuff.
To help as well.
I don't know what she actually does.
Somebody pointed out yesterday by text, and this is 100% correct, too, at 52353. Anytime Monica presents a very bad idea, she starts with, check this.
That is
check
so
it.
True.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yes.
Yep. So will we be checking this in a minute?
Yes.
What is it about?
I'm going to help you with your doors. in your home.
Okay.
My doors don't need help.
I didn't know. Uh-huh. They open, they close.
Most doors don't need help.
It's
it's got a
sometimes
knob.
Your door needs the help. You need in your walls.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now it's extended.
So our doors and walls needed help, and we didn't even know it, Antoine.
Didn't even know.
All right.
Let's go ahead and offer our thang hacks first.
The
mine,
helpful
I have actually, they're two, but they're super quick. So they're two little kitchen hacks that restaurant people use that you can use in your house that will make your life slightly easier. So
I'm on board.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Antoine, what do you have?
All right. So mine is definitely going to help Zach and Monica because I know that you guys deal with like allergy season and sneezing and things like that.
And you haven't said check this. So this and seems like it's going to be helpful.
So we're still on pace. We're still on a good pace right now.
Okay.
Most people do not have like trash cans or trash bags in their vehicles. They typically just don't unless they have like a lot of kids, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
But what happens, allergy season, you're in the car, you're sneezing a lot, you have your tissues, you don't have a place to throw your tissues away.
Yeah, and you're like, what do I do with these nasty things?
So what you do is you take your tissue box, every car should have a tissue box, you take that tissue box and you rubber band it to another empty tissue box. So when you pull a tissue out, you blow your nose, you put it in the empty tissue box.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you pretty much have a trash can, but they're together.
Yeah.
You have a full tissue box.
Yes. And then you have your empty box, one.
And then you have empty one.
Underneath it.
No, beside it. Like you have them beside each other.
Okay. So
take one out, put one in.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just rotate when the one's empty, bring a new one, and then it becomes you throw out the old trash one. All right. That's relatively helpful.
That's extremely helpful.
Yes, it's kind of weird and gross to have this big box of old tissues hanging around.
You could throw it away when you get out the car.
We don't do that, though. I'll give you 6.5. Six and a half is pretty good. Okay, two little kitchen hacks you can use, and then we'll get to where Monica is going to probably ruin every door and wall in our house.
Jesus. No.
Check this.
Check it out.
Plastic wrap. You know that stuff and how annoying it is when you pull it out and it gets all crinkly and then it sticks on itself and you're trying to just pull it out all nice and clean and you can't do it? There is an easy solution that people use in restaurants.
What's that?
They keep it in the refrigerator.
Oh.
So you keep your plastic wrap in the refrigerator and there's something about because it's a little bit cooler, it prevents it from getting crinkled and stuck together. So you just pull it out. It stays all the way out. You're good to go. You put your food on it. You fold it up. You're all set.
I like that.
Yeah. So easy, quick. Mm-hmm. Another one. Ever try to peel garlic?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, so annoying.
Yeah.
Trying to get that skin off, and sometimes it just won't come off, and you're messing with a little piece, and your fingers are getting all garlicky and stinky and things like that. If you leave garlic cloves in a plastic container filled with water, you leave it overnight, you know you have a big garlicky thing going on the next day, you will be able to pop them right off the next day just because of that. And you can loosen the skins in just a few minutes if you want to just real quick do it that way. But if you know in advance, you can do it overnight and they will pop right out.
That's good to know.
Of the skin.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like garlic.
That's helpful.
Thank you.
That's helpful. Yeah.
I give mine an 8.5.
I don't think you're allowed to judge your own.
I have the microphone.
I'm like an 8. I'm like an 8.
And yet I'm in control of all the buttons, so I will. I have given myself an 8. What kind of score will we give Monica? Hide your doors, hide your walls. Monica's thang hack is next.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Oh,
I hope to help at least one or two. Oh, we put a warning.
We need to put a warning
parental.
Wait. Before you even start, Zach, did you move yours out the way?
Oh, hang on. Let me move my thang hack. Sorry.
Okay. Yours was helpful. I don't want it anywhere near what's about to come out of her mouth.
And yours was relatively decent, so I don't want yours to be anywhere near hers either.
Oh,
I feel like it's a little better, but okay, I'll take it.
Monica says, in addition to may or may not being helpful, now I have a parental warning on this,
parental
too.
Warning. So
warning.
You can turn it down, if you
okay.
want.
So if you're overly sensitive, you're a 2019 person and you're offended by everything, I guess
this is not for you. This hack is not for you.
This door and wall thang hack. My God.
Well, think about it. Okay.
I'm only thinking of one kind of door and wall combination
right now.
You're
probably right.
Like you would do in a seedy gas station bathroom of some kind.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you know when people open the door, they like to slam the door. And sometimes it's like slammed so hard into your wall.
Yes.
And you have a little stopper or whatever on the wall.
Sure. Yep.
Well, if you don't have that.
You don't have a stopper.
Check
sure.
it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, we're checking it.
Oh, no.
Check it.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's even got this.
Go into.
This hip sway shoulder
also
thing.
Also have to pee a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But, walking around a lot.
But go into your little drawer or whatever little secret cabinet and pull out your adult toy.
No.
Stick that to the wall.
No.
And use it low to stop your door.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
No one's going to see it.
Jesus, be a mute button.
I know. Man, I wish there was time travel for things like this. I could go back and not do this in the first place. Oh, now I got to go to church on Sunday. Man.
Yeah. Oh.
What? Why?
Monica.
Why would you do that?
But if you already have it, you're not using it.
But what if you're using it?
Well, it's for old toys.
No, I don't. It doesn't matter if you use it, if it's an old toy. There has to be something else that you can put there.
You know what you could put there, Antoine?
What's that?
A door stopper.
Yes.
But you already have one that you're not using, technically. That's why it's a hack. Because if you have a leftover adult toy.
That's why you're a hack. That's the situation here. This is not good advice.
This is terrible. There's a pantheon of bad Monica thing hacks. This one.
I don't even know what that means, but I agree with Antoine on that. I have no idea. So you're just going to put, what happens when the cleaning lady comes and go dust on your baseboards
and
everything?
Tell her don't take it.
What happens if you need it? Are you going to squat down? Is that what this is?
That would be something else.
Yeah. This is why we're never invited to Monica's house.
I don't want to be invited to Monica's house.
Oh, my God.
So we need a thing hack house. No. The house of all the thing hacks.
Oh, yeah. They're called House of Horrors. They happen around Halloween and all of Monica's thing hacks. This old man wears a toilet seat on his head as a table. Ooh. But when you open the door, don't look behind it because it's going to make you throw up. Monica's thing hack here on your K92 morning thing.
Merry Christmas.
Lord. Oh, my God. Merry Christmas. On the way, in the trending. Man, it's 3D printers to me. I don't understand them at all. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But then the news about 3D printers now and what they're going to be able to print, it's just how? How does this happen? I don't understand. I'm dumb. Help me. Next. Instant reaction to Monica's thang hack. Text 52353 from Tammy. Oh, Monica, no.
Oh, Tammy.
That was our reaction as well.
Uh-huh. Text 52353. I'm just sitting here waiting for someone to text in to say they do that.
Yep. That's what that text is. There's always someone.
I don't believe in this case there's
someone.
Nobody.
No.
Okay. Nobody.
Though this person does say, well, you could just lay on the floor and then wait for your guest to arrive so you can get a little pleasurable experience every time they open the door. Well. So, you know.
Well, that's a twist.
That's a twist.
Yeah.
We were asking earlier, text 52353. What are you doing right this second? Here's somebody eating Sonic ice. What is Sonic ice?
It's like really crushed fine ice. I enjoy Sonic ice too.
Okay. It's that good ice.
Yeah, it's good ice. Yeah.
So it's just.
It's like from Antarctica, I think.
So do you buy it?
You can just get a cup of ice.
I think you actually can buy a bag of it too. But,
Sonic ice. But would you make it? So do you mean like Sonic? The place,
yes.
The ice that they have, the crushed ice,
the crushed
at Sonic.
Ice from Sonic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I thought maybe it was some sort of
like brand of ice.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa! Sonic. Ice. It was something like that.
From the future.
Right, exactly. And there's a picture of a penguin who shoots laser beams out of his little beak.
But no?
No. Okay. April's leaving the gym. What up, April? Scarlett's on her way to work. Elementary school. Going to work. Here's another one. Courtney and Roanoke pulling into work. Thank you. Thank God it's Friday. She says that. Is it her quote?
Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Let's see. We're also early fork user rolling in. This person says, the left lane is for non-grandparents to drive and get to work on time. So move.
Move.
Yeah. Craig is getting ready to get off work. He's security officer.
There you go.
So starting his Friday.
Yep. 8 more minutes to work for Craig. Anthony is sitting in his truck listening to us, thinking about heading to work or going back to bed.
Anthony, there's a correct choice there.
Anthony, money?
Just so you know.
I applaud the fact Anthony has found a flexible job where you can legitimately say, should I work or should I go back to bed?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
If you were rich and money was no object, would you order something fancy from like far away to have delivered to you? You know, some kind of food or whatever?
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if money was no object, I'd be like, all right, well, I want a croissant. Call Paris.
Yeah.
Yep. Get me one of those real Frenchy ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a problem in Nigeria. The prime minister is very mad because rich people in Nigeria are constantly ordering pizza from London to have it sent there because they want the pizza from London. And it comes on a plane and then it shows up there.
Well, what's the problem?
I was just mad that I guess they're not ordering pizza from...
They don't like it.
Pizza Hut Nigeria or whatever it is. Yeah.
If you got enough money, if you got money like that.
You can afford it.
Yeah.
Have you, what's the last like super treat that you did for yourself? Can you think of it? Because I just ordered very fancy pork for my birthday.
Some fancy pork?
Yes, I've got fancy pork coming. It is, my birthday's next week, and I ordered myself some Iberico pork.
Okay.
Which is a fancy pig that comes from Spain, and they only eat acorns, these pigs. So the meat is very nutty and delicious and fantastic and expensive. But the other night, I'd had a couple drinks, and I started drunk shopping, and I drunk shopped for
my birthday.
I said, it's my birthday. I'm getting a special treat. I'm getting me some fancy pork.
See, I think it's okay for your birthday to treat yourself. It's birthday month, by the way. So,
And I would just, part of me really wants to share this delicious pork with the two of you so you can know what it tastes like. But that is not happening. It is
I was about to say.
My birthday, too bad.
I'm all for it.
Number two.
Well, enjoy, I don't know, ham out of a can or whatever it is. Get you some spam. Number two trending today. It's kind of an interesting study. It's not super surprising, but restaurants with cleaner restrooms, people spend more money.
Yeah. But makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. But then you think to yourself, I mean, Monica, do you go into the restroom and think,
wash your hands?
Wow.
And people wash their hands and they want to walk in. If it's dirty, it does, you know, it tells you something about the place.
Right. But usually the bathroom, you've kind of already committed to being there and you're going to order, you know, might be in the middle of your meal.
But if you want people to return.
I think a cleaner bathroom, kind of what you were saying, is a microcosm of the restaurant itself.
Yes.
So the outside of the restaurant, even before you get to the bathroom, is probably already nicer than what you're used to.
But I mean, really what this is saying too is you're walking into the restroom, middle of the meal, and you think, wow, I'm getting a to-go plate. I am definitely going to order more from this place. I'm on board.
Number one
trending, 3D printers. They're fascinating to me.
We talk about them all the time. I don't know how they work.
I still don't understand.
I know. And people explain them to me. You really don't even have to explain it to me because I get it, I guess, or I just don't. You keep telling me and I don't understand. But now these scientists basically say they are going to be able to print organs.
I know. I've heard that.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't mean the church music thing. I mean,
they want to save lives.
You need a kidney? Hold on. Control P, kidney.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, how that happens.
I don't either, because what I understand is you have to feed the printer materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess you
give it meat.
You give it a kidney. Yeah. And then it prints. I don't know, Monica.
How does that? What are they doing?
People are gonna text 52353. I know.
Explain.
But it just seems bizarre, the whole situation. Yeah. They'll be able to print. Hey, you need a heart? Here you go.
I don't either. I want to look. I want to see one in person, because I've heard when fidget spinners were super popular, or I guess they still kind of are, but people were saying, oh, yeah, my cousin made one on his 3D printer.
Yeah.
How does that make sense? I can't grasp the concept.
They're all over the place. There's a couple high schools right around here I know that have one.
Mm-hmm. Virginia Western.
Yeah, Virginia Western does have one, too. I know Tech has some big fancy one.
Of course.
They're all over the place. You know what? I want to know, is there a regular person that has one at their house? And what do they print with it?
Can we come over?
They're not that expensive. They're only a few $100.
Huh, that's it.
So again, can you print? I don't know. Your kids say they want something.
Can you print a 3D printer, then print that?
Yes.
And sell it.
God, I feel like I should be high for this conversation. Now I'm confused.
It's like you get three wishes. Can your last wish be more wishes?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's what Monica just did.
I want a 3D printer to print more wishes. Yes. That's what I want here.
So, I don't know.
So confusing. So confusing. I'm rubbing my head now. We who or what needs to be told? Fork you. It's probably our brains. That is the situation. Prize for our favorite person as well. And I'm going to tell you, people, look, if I email you, don't do this on the rebound. I am sick and tired of it. This needs to end. Fork you is next. Fork you! Fork you!
Fork you! Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. You cannot hold on to this garbage.
No.
You want to free it up for the weekend. You want to have a good time. You want to celebrate Monica Brooks. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Take
Fork
it away.
Fork you to Tiny Soaps.
Tiny soaps.
You know when you get in the shower and you have the little soap?
Fork you!
That you've massaged.
Oh, like the bar soap.
Yeah,
now it's very tiny.
Now it's a tiny soap.
You have the tiny little nubbin of soap.
Yeah, and you could really combine the tiny soaps to make some kind of little partial soap.
Yeah, that's what I try to do, Super Friends, is they all combine together into one powerful soap. Hey!
Yeah, but I was like, screw that. I'm going to get a new bar.
There you go.
We're having an unspoken soap battle in my house right now, actually, because I am trying to move the soap from its regular spot to a new spot.
Why?
Because it sits in one of those shower caddies that hangs on the back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But just the way the shower caddy works and the shower head and all these things, water drips directly down on that shower caddy and it drips right on the soap. Mm-hmm. So I think the soap doesn't last as long because it's always getting beaten down and it's always like super slimy and weird. So I'm trying to move it to this little shelf and I put it there every day and I get in the next day and my wife has moved it back to the caddy. And
I
move
it. Moving this soap?
Let's just use body wash, guys. That's what I do.
Body wash.
I also use that as well. But,
preferable.
Okay. Mm. Well, fine. Then conversation over. Argument solved. Blah, blah, blah. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Antoine.
A huge fork you to Mr. and Mrs. Reply All.
Oh, yeah.
This is a marriage of frustration. Oh. If you are receiving an email, an all staff email or whatever, and your response does not need to be seen by every single person on that listserv.
Which usually it doesn't.
Do not hit reply all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that just starts a chain of reply all.
If other people doing it and then people saying, why is everyone hitting reply all? Stop hitting reply all. I'm like, you're making it worse. Why are you doing that?
Yes. Okay. Congratulations. Bethany is pregnant. Or congratulations, Aaron is getting married.
Congrats.
Go tell Aaron.
Yeah, go tell Aaron.
You don't need to tell the entire company that
you're
telling
Nobody cares but Aaron.
Fork you!
Remember that. Mine is email related as well, so I'm going to piggyback right on it. If I email you, fork you to everybody that then says, hey, let's set up a phone call to talk about this.
Fork you!
No! Reply in email. I'm sick and tired of this.
No more emails?
No, if I email you and I have a bunch of questions, hey, when's a good time to talk about this? Never. Actually, never is a good time. What's a good time is for you to just write down all of the answers. I don't want to talk to you. And I understand what they're doing. Uh-huh. It's easier for them. It's quicker because then instead of typing out a long email or whatever, they can just blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to skim your email on the other side. So cut it out. When's a good time? Never. Never is a good time. If I start on one form of communication, Antoine, don't jump me to another one.
Let's stay on it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If I text you, don't call me.
Oh, God, no.
Well. Yeah.
That's the worst.
Well,
if I call you, don't email me. I mean,
I'm that person.
Monica is a caller. When you text her, she will call you.
Yeah,
I know.
Because I'll be in the car. And I'm like, I'll just call.
Yeah, because then she knows she can find you. And you're like, darn it all. I didn't want to talk to you.
I know where you live, too.
Fork you.
We must free it up for the weekend. Even though it's a little rainy out here today.
Yeah, a little bit. Ugh.
It does make me mad on Fridays when it rains.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been wronged by the Lord. Does he not know what day it is?
It's a Tuesday weather.
Yeah. Exactly.
Still Friday, though.
It is.
You know.
Exactly. Right. You know what? I'll put a little bonus fork you out there on behalf of everyone in the world. I do believe every single person in the world. I would like to say
fork you
to the little chocolate assortment combo that comes with any sort of fruit or jelly in it. Why do they put those things in the assortment?
Someone likes it.
No one likes it.
I don't know who that person is.
No one.
I agree. I agree with Zach.
Nope.
Oh, I do too, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who the person is, but someone clearly likes that orange cream.
No, I'm over it. And I think, I don't know why we're even putting them in there. We're wasting space. Yep. I've got some chocolate assortment in my house. The whole bottom row might as well have just said suck pile on the bottom of it. Uh-huh. Every single one is like raspberry this, cherry that, orange that. Come on.
What are you talking about? Ugh.
You know what we like. Stop wasting our time. Fork you. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
Good morning, Dora.
Morning.
All right, Dora, take it away. What do you got?
Fork you to the same coworkers who miss one or two days a week every week.
Hey, how did they manage to do
that? She's like, I'm talking to you, Diego.
Yep. Yeah.
I know. I should do that.
You know what? Hang on.
I know, Dora.
On your behalf, Dora, I give Monica.
I know. That was wrong. I know. Dora's like, She's like, fork you, Monica. I'll take it.
Exactly. You sit there.
I don't have kids, so it took me a second to catch up.
Thank you, Dora. Hang on. Let's see. Good morning to Not Mark. Hello, Not Mark.
See, I'm with her. I fork you to everybody that calls out on Friday, making it harder for everybody that does show up.
I know. And you know, you're not fooling nobody when you call out on Friday or a Monday, for that matter. We know what you're doing.
I'm a supervisor. I heard five people out of 20 people last night that just said they're not coming in.
No,
I know you're not sick.
He's going to come to your house.
They just declared, I'm not coming in.
Fire him.
Yep.
Bingo. I know, right?
And you know what Not Mark says? I'm talking to you, Diego. Yes. That's what it is. Hang on, Mark. Maria. Good morning, Maria. Oh, sorry. Your button wasn't in. Let me try it again. Hi,
From
Maria.
A month ago.
Wait, no. Stop. Go ahead. Start over. Oh. It was my fault that you weren't on yet. We need to hear your whole glory. That's fine. She's good. Okay. She's passionate. We like
that. Fork you. To me, from a month ago, who thought that having five kids in baseball two kids in swim lessons, plus chess club and the various other extracurriculars.
She's losing her mind.
Totally doable.
I know.
Because I just looked at my calendar and FML.
I'm sorry. How many kids do you have?
How many kids do you have?
Between me and my sister, I have three. She has four. So there's seven kids I have right now.
Okay, so some of the activities were doubled up.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, everybody has to. I'm sure you're taking turns. You're helping each other out. You're dealing with all this stuff. Oh, my God, Maria, I know how you feel. Fork me for thinking it was a good idea to put my son in soccer and baseball at the same time.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah, look
at my schedule.
I don't know why children's sports are a thing.
Yeah, and fork me for volunteering to coach also. Yeah. Boy, I want to just drop him off sometimes.
That's the big fork you right there.
Yeah.
She's like, you idiot. Look at you. Oh, it's rewarding in the long run, I think.
No, it's not.
I don't know. Shut up, Anton.
I coach, but I won't coach something that plays on Saturdays.
Oh,
it's so hard because everything plays on Saturdays. And as Maria knows, everybody loves, I don't know why we fork everybody who puts together the activities on Saturdays and decides, yeah, let's start having games right at 7 a.m. Let's just do that on the weekends.
Yeah, I looked at my calendar. I have like one Saturday that has three games and swim lessons between 9 and 10.
Oh, my God. You know, I start thinking, I'm like, do we really need to teach them how to swim? Monica doesn't know. Neither does Antoine. They're still alive. Who cares? Yep. The things people do with these 3D printers. God, it makes me feel old or stupid or both.
What are they doing?
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Everything.
Text 52353. Monica Brooks, you forked the tiny soaps.
Yeah.
There's a hack you can do, according to this text.
Uh-oh.
If you put the tiny soaps in an old pantyhose, you can use them for longer without the frustration. So I guess you can rub the pantyhose on yourself and the soap comes through. So it's sort of like a loofah a little bit, too.
I guess. I can see that, yeah.
Okay. You don't sound like you want to do that.
I will think on that.
After the hack you gave to people at 6:45,
you cannot judge.
Come on. Even porn stars were shaking their head at you, Monica.
Tisk, tisk.
Tisk, tisk is right. Text 52353. I mean, this seems like the definitive fork you to me. Fork you to you guys for being so entertaining. Because I don't want to have to sit through this awful music just to listen to you. So thank you. I appreciate that. That
was very nice.
Nice little backhanded compliment.
I don't care. They can insult the music all they want. I don't know. People do that all the time. They say to me, man, don't you get sick of the songs you play? I say, I ain't paying attention. I got no idea.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for the next great Mortifang thing. Whatever. 3D printers. I'm trying to learn about those. So
we keep talking about them.
I know.
I'm surprised we don't have one here.
Somebody bring me one.
Print one off.
They're only about $300.
Someone should print one off.
Yeah, someone could print us a 3D printer. That's the only 3D printer I want is a printed one.
Yes.
There we go.
I want the ultimate mind screw in this situation. But yeah, text 52353, regular person here. Husband bought a 3D printer a few years ago. He prints a lot of, she says, random bleep-ish. The coolest was an ammunition case.
Okay, I mean, that's cool. I just need to see it.
Again, had a friend, one of my friends, text me. He has a 3D printer. His son prints his own Legos.
Oh, look, that will save you so much money.
I know!
So much money.
Prints his own Lego sets.
But see, if it's like that, if it's so cool, it does all this and that.
Why don't we
all have one at home?
I don't know, Monica. I mean, and the same person, the dude that has the one that was printing the Legos, said he had needed a part for his sink. His sink was broken. He printed the part.
So why don't we have one?
I don't know.
Everyone should have one. And they're not that expensive. So what's the deal?
What is the deal? I think you probably have to know how to do stuff. Somebody said you have to know how to use CAD, which is something. Yeah. I don't know. Something I don't know how to use. I know it's for designing people that got to design stuff. That's what it is. We'll get an ours. Will all look jacked up and horrible. We'll have the stupidest Legos ever. Top moments of the week. What did we do around here? We count them down next. Your next Cardi B qualifier at 8 o'clock. Also, I'm not a wasteful jerk, but... Hey, I try to be good. Good for the environment stuff. Recycle. Yeah. I try to reuse things. I try not to waste food. But I just, you know what? I tossed the mayonnaise the other day, and I'm not sorry about it, and I'll tell you why. So we'll get into all of that. So if you do something that, for the most part, you're not wasteful, but then you're like Monica, and you drink out of water bottles every day.
I know.
Yeah. Think of the amount of dolphins you've murdered over the years.
Don't say that.
Wait, you don't refill those water bottles?
Mm-mm.
It's a new one?
It's a new one.
It's a new one every single time. See?
Captain Planet would be so disappointed in you.
Captain Planet is. I love Captain Planet.
Yep. Ah, the week that was.
Yes.
Lots of things going on. Especially now, as Antoine, you've been here for a couple weeks.
Yep.
You're getting into the groove.
Week number three.
You're starting to fit in and adopt all of our horribleness.
No, I'm not. I am.
I feel like you are. As we get into some of these top clips of the week, I don't know.
I'm a good person.
You are actually top clip number three.
Uh-oh. Oh.
And yeah. This does relate to you being a relatively good person, an old one, but a good person nonetheless with your old person concerns.
I was on the front stoop of my house. And kids come riding down the hill because it was a gorgeous day on Saturday. Yeah. Kids come riding down the hill on their bike, and it's a steep hill. And they were, like, speeding, and they didn't have their helmet on. And so, like, I'm the old guy. I'm like, hey, slow down. Hey, boy.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was.
These are not your children.
No, these are just kids in the neighborhood.
You have no financial interest in these children whatsoever.
Like, hey, be safe. Seatbelt.
That was an old moment.
Screaming out
very old moment.
Yeah.
Just because now you're distracting the children without helmets.
And I pulled my sweatpants up to my nipples, and then I went back in the house.
Pull your britches up right there.
Yeah. My britches.
Yeah.
Yep, old man Antoine.
I was just concerned about their safety.
Especially now that he has this new schedule where he is home in the afternoon in sweatpants.
Yes.
Yep, he's going to start finding senior citizen discounts. He's going to be eating at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All sorts of stuff here on The Thing. Top clip number two. My son, actually my daughter too, they both had their birthday parties last weekend, and I am just sick and tired of people giving my son in particular one gift. I can't stand it anymore. No more drones. Stop giving this kid drones.
How many does he have?
Two, and I hate them.
Are they like, are they good drones?
No, they suck. They both suck. And I don't know, maybe I don't know how to use drones or something, but they are horrible.
What's wrong with them?
They're just uncontrollable. They are uncontrollable.
Just going all crazy in the sky.
It was their birthday parties over the weekend. Somebody gave him this a little Batman drone.
Okay.
Looks like a little Batmobile.
That'd be cool.
Sounds awesome. I want it. Yeah. I want it right now.
You can have it. The piece of trash.
What's wrong with, like...
It is 100% uncontrollable. So you set this thing up, and what's supposed to happen with these drones is you're supposed to be able to raise them up, and they hover, and then you move them around. This thing, the minute you start raising it up, it just goes flying up in the air all over the way, into the neighbor's yard, crash into a tree, land on the ground.
So you have to almost duck out of the way of your own drone.
Yes, you can't do anything. And it says, oh, well, if it's moving forward or backward slightly, please you adjust with these controls. I'm banging the heck out of these controls. Gone. Stupid drone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to go try to retrieve the thing from the other yard. My son won't stop touching the remote while I'm doing it. So then the little propellers are trying to cut the tips of my fingers off while I'm picking the drone up.
Well, that's kind of funny, though.
Boy, I said, don't touch it. Oh, don't touch it. Yes, you are. Oh, kind of funny.
That's an old moment. Kind of funny, not funny, but it's funny.
Like hilarious. When you're a mother and you steal from your own child.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't carry cash, but I know that I need cash for Hendrix for his lunch and stuff, right? Jared's like, I don't have any cash. Check this. Ava did recently have a birthday. I know she has some cash in here. That's it. Just borrow out of her piggy bank for a minute.
Borrow for a minute. So you've repaid this debt.
She's our child, so she's repaid in food and everything and love.
So you will be repaying this debt.
But no, we will. We will. We really will.
Or will we?
We'll get to it.
Yeah. And that's sort of top clip birthday. A, because we learned Monica Burke straight up evil. But again, he is fitting right in. Antoine's even eviler now, stealing from children all the time.
I do not steal.
Now you steal from children. That's what you do here on this show.
I don't steal from children. Y'all steal from children.
I can't believe it.
We are a Thang family.
Shame.
I do not. You guys are the thief.
Sorry, guilt by association, my friend.
I turn my back.
Children.
I turn my back to thee.
Monica, turn around. I did nothing. Children, I'm on your side.
Yep. So if you see Antoine out and about, hold on just a little bit tighter to your purse.
I don't steal.
Well, only if you're a kid. Like, if an adult, he's too much of a coward to steal from an adult.
He took a bottle from a baby one time.
I do no such thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can never do mornings at Spirit FM.
I know.
I'm sorry. You're done. You're one of us now.
I refuse to engage in such blasphemy.
You've joined the dark side.
I may have joined the dark side.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Britney!
Yeah, she was breaking news just the other day because she did check herself into a facility for wellness treatment. Her dad's been sick for a while. So they said that now she needs to, you know, just have some me time. But yeah. She's been doing a lot of acts and stuff in Vegas. And
she's probably,
you know, she seemed like she was doing well, but he is her caregiver. Now she switched
and
over.
And she has, you know, a history of mental illness. Mm-hmm, and yeah. I am not someone who suffers from it, but I imagine it's never something that is gone.
Right.
It's something you learn how to cope with and deal with and manage.
Yeah.
And so when there are certain moments in your life, I think probably one of the most important things for people who struggle with something like that is to recognize when they need sort of a checkup or when they need help or whatever, so they don't go down similar paths of destruction that they had in the past. So it's, I mean, Justin Bieber's in some sort of mental facility right now,
right,
too.
Right.
And he seems to be doing really well with it.
Yeah. And so this right here for Britney Spears, though, because her dad was in charge, like, of Britney, you know? So the fact that he's so sick, it's really taking a toll on her.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but at least
she can help.
She's recognizing at the time, okay, I need some help right now. I just need to power it down. So hopefully thoughts and prayers for the whole family and everything.
And someone else says, he's giving help. Mike the Situation.
Mike the Situation.
I know we're talking about Jersey Shore here, but Snooki, she gave an update on Mike the Situation because he's in jail.
He
didn't pay his taxes.
He did not.
So he's in jail for, I think, like a year or so.
Something like that.
8 months.
According to Snooki, he's having a blast.
Mike's having the time of his life. It's like he's in a senior home. He's playing bingo. He's helping people recover in jail. We all talk to him through an email. So I talk to him like once a week. He's in the gym a lot, so he's probably going to come out ripped.
Probably.
Are you mad?
What?
That he's just having so much fun in jail?
It's white-collar crime.
But is he really having fun in jail?
I don't know.
Snooki's saying that, but I don't think anyone's like, "Ooh, party time!"
I guess there's a lot of people that think, "Oh, everybody takes care of all my meals, and really my only job is to work out all day."
Yep.
A lot of reading.
He's gonna have those abs back.
Mm-hmm.
That he used to have. He's gonna get those.
He will probably walk out.
I'm never gonna have abs unless I go to jail. I mean, that's really the only way I'm ever gonna get abs.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna pass on jail. By the way, just to be clear, I don't even want to go to the easy jail.
No,
so I'm all set. But I guess at least he's
helping other people out too while he's here. You know, because he dealt with alcohol and drugs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, so he's helping other people. Tax evasion, some of it's, there's way worse crimes to deal with, honestly. Text 52353. If y'all wasteful on certain things. Also, this person, fork you to the rain for making today all gloomy.
Mm.
We have to de-gloomify today.
We
it's
do.
Friday. Just keep telling yourself that. It's all
Friday.
Good. I looked at the radar and then I closed it because I can't with that. I mean.
Don't worry about that. No.
We got to celebrate. My son is 7 today. Look at that.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, no.
Look at that. 7 years old. Man. A 7-year-old and a 10-year-old in the house. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They have now both reached the mental age of their father. So we are all even.
Even playing field.
Yep. My son says to me yesterday, said, I would like to play Xbox with you for my birthday. I'm like, done and done. Perfect. Thank you very much. Yeah. Being wasteful. I try to be all up in nature and
I
stuff.
I think we all are wasteful, though, in a way.
Yeah.
We don't mean to, but we all are.
I mean, Lady Dolphin Killer over here with the amount of water bottles.
That's terrible.
Just but floating I know. Through. Think of it. There's that giant trash heap that floats through the ocean. Are
I know,
you familiar
I know
with this
about.
Thing, Antoine?
No. Well, yes, I have. Yes, I am. Yes.
There's a giant garbage pile that floats. It's in the Pacific Ocean, and it's sort of where all the currents align, and it's this big, swirling mass of garbage.
Oh, awful.
It's thousands and probably millions of tons of garbage. It's miles long. Yep. It's like its own. It's Garbage Island is really what it is. And this is what happens when you throw away water bottle after water bottle after water bottle.
Because we keep bottled water in the house. And I mean, I'm drinking water all the time. You see me in the studio. I have a jug of water, then a bottle of water. Yeah.
Multiple bottles some
all
days.
All various sizes of wildlife killers.
Don't say that. It's awful.
I know, but
that
it
recycle.
Is. And do you not have like a water filter on your fridge?
No. We had a filter and we just didn't even use it.
We had it disconnected because we didn't want to use it.
We had the bottled water. I know, and it's terrible. It is terrible. It's a shame.
Shame on you. And I do. I try. I try not to waste food. I get mad if I have to throw something out. Shoot, I'm always trying to figure out, okay, well, what can I do with the stems of this vegetable and find some cool recipe and stuff like that. But man, I threw away about a quarter of a jar of mayonnaise the other day because I just couldn't with it anymore.
Start over.
Oh, it just gets so annoying when you get down to the bottom of the jar because it's got that weird shape on the bottom. Yeah. And so then it's really hard with the knife to kind of scoop things and your hand is going down in there too far and you're getting mayonnaise on the on the edge of your hand.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what? No, I'm grown. I'm too old for this.
Toss it.
Right in the trash.
I'm like that with coffee. I rarely finish a cup of coffee. I just...
Yeah. I rarely finish an entire cup of coffee.
How dare you? Mm-mm-mm. Those beans died for you.
At my old job on my desk, there used to be like 3 cups of coffee like halfway.
Oh my gosh.
I just Wasteful. Stopped drinking them.
Oh. Wow. That is hurtful almost. Yeah. Man, yeah, here's somebody text 52353. Depends on the load, but I think they mean loaf. Depends on the loaf because they waste bread. Sometimes the slice or two next to the ends are shaped all funny, so they just throw them away.
I think we are so wasteful with food because there's so much food that we toss out, and it's like good stuff.
I know.
Because I worked in a restaurant, and it's like, oh, we have to toss out the food.
Right.
Like, man.
Well, it's because people are gross. So that's your problem. Yeah. And K92, mm-hmm. home of the hip-hop spelling bee. Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell. Who can spell rapper names? Because they're weird. They just are.
Yep. They have to be unique.
They do. But at the same time, sometimes they're not as unique as you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where the whole thing comes in on this. So you'll team up with somebody. Let's get Melissa in here. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Okay, who would you like to team up with today? Is it Antoine or Monica?
I'm going to go with Antoine.
Okay. Yep.
I get it. It's a good choice.
Good job.
Monica is, and I'm including myself, the least knowledgeable about hip-hop music of anybody on this
show. I
really am. Actually, probably anybody on this staff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. I mean, I know the Jay-Z, give me, you know, Tupac, all that stuff.
So,
but
Dwayne?
Dwayne, good luck.
Are you prepared for this?
Yes.
He's like, I got what I got. So all it'll be you and Monica. Yeah, Tupac.
See what
okay.
We can do.
So spell Tupac as your exhibition round.
Tupac. It's two, the number 2.
Uh-huh.
PAC.
That is correct.
Yes, I know it's stuff like that, but.
Would you count?
Would you give me any of the new.
PAC? Would you have counted TU?
That is not his rapper name.
That's his name.
He's not on this list, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It does not matter. Huh. Okay. Monica versus Antoine.
Okay.
I think the way this is going to work is we're going to try first person to 3.
All right.
Unless this takes too long and we're just sick of doing this game and whatever the heck is going on here. And what we're going to do is I will present you with a rapper name. You spell it out, and you got to do spelling bee rules, too, where you go Ludacris, L-U-D-A-C-R-I-S, Ludacris.
All right.
And then origin, I'll tell please? You if you're right or right.
Atlanta.
Origin, the origin is rap music on okay, all of okay. them. And if you get it wrong, the other person has the opportunity to steal.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
think good. That makes sense. So let's do it. Okay. Antoine, you were chosen first, so you can go first. Here we go.
All right.
Antoine, please spell fabulous. Rapper Fabulous.
Fabulous. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Like the song.
Fabulous.
That's correct.
Is.
Because he does correct. That all in his song. Actually, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
I misspell it when I write it because I spell it like he says it.
Okay. Yeah. That is a point for Antoine.
Uh-huh. All right. Melissa, we on the board.
Hip hop spelling bee.
I'm out already. Go ding.
Monica Brooks, please spell Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I knew you were going to give me that. No, are you for real?
Yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine is T-E-K-A-S-H-I 69, the number.
That is.
What is it?
Wrong, I'm sorry.
What did I do wrong with it?
And again, you didn't you remember Tekashi 6ix9ine. You do that at the end, like the spelling.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Ahead of, Antoine, your chance to steal. Please spell Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. T-E-K-A-S-H-I. The number 6, I-X-N-I-N.
Oh, that's right.
E.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Is it a 9 at the end?
You were very close. The correct spelling of Tekashi 6ix9ine is T-E-K-A-S-H-I.
Okay.
Which is Tekashi. The number 6.
Okay.
I-X.
Yep.
The
it.
Number 9.
Come on.
Oh, that's
I-N-E. On my nerves.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That's why I can't stand that.
No
point.
There.
Okay, Antoine, please spell lady rapper booty chain. Booty chain.
Probably something weird with it. I never heard this.
Can you say it one more time?
Booty chain.
Can you sing a piece of the song, please?
My name is Booty Chain.
Okay.
That's the song. I don't know.
Booty chain.
Booty chain.
B-O-O-T-Y-C-H. A Y N E
is. Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Monica, your chance to steal. Booty chain.
Booty chain. How would they do it? Okay, they probably. Okay, booty chain. B O O T Y. You gotta have the Y.
Uh huh.
dude, how does she messing with chain? Probably C-H-A-I-N-N.
Is
wrong!
Sorry, no point that round. The correct spelling of booty chain. It's in all caps, which doesn't matter in this game. That would be way too hard. B-O-O-T-Y-C-H-A-A-I-N.
Oh,
booty chain.
There's no way.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
One to nothing. The game continues. Hip-hop spelling bee. Monica Brooks. Please spell.
Isn't it my turn? Oh, because she tried to steal. Chain. That's right.
Triple X Tentacion.
Well, you got three X's. And T-E-N-T-A-C-I-O-N.
Is.
Oh, hell to the yes.
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad you got it. I don't know how to spell that.
That is like what?
For Monica Brooks.
Triple X Tentacion.
All tied up. Maybe we're playing to three.
Crap.
Maybe we're playing to two. I have no idea. I'm enjoying this game regardless.
I'm glad you got that one.
Woo.
Antoine Terrell. Please spell. I like that sound of that, too. Lil Toenail. Oh. These are real rappers. I looked them all up.
Lil Toenail.
Lil Toenail.
Disgusting.
All right, well, I'm going to go.
He's awful, by the way.
Well, I bet with that name like Lil Toenail.
He wears one, this big toe, too, and he's the toenail in the middle. Oh. He looks like a damn fool.
Yeah.
Please spell Lil Toenail.
Lil Toenail. L-I-L-T-O-E-N-A-I-L.
So you're just going the regular
way? I'm just going the regular way.
And then what do you do at the end? Remember?
Lil Toenail.
Lil Toenail. Correct. Okay. Correct. It was a trick question. Lil Toenail is the same. Okay, here's what happens now, Monica.
Okay.
You must get this one right or the game is over.
Thank God.
Get it wrong, you lose. Get it right, we'll go to some sort of, we'll do a buzzer round. It'll be sudden death. Monica Brooks.
Yes.
Please spell corrupt.
Okay.
Rapper corrupt.
No, of course, rapper. No.
Rapper corrupt. I'm trying to think of who that is.
No, the legal case corruption.
West Coast.
Corrupt.
Okay.
West Coast
so
in the house.
He's in a C or a K?
West Coast in the house.
He's probably, rapper corrupt is, he's going K-U. No, can I take that back? K-U.
I'll tell you this much. Don't take it back so far because you're good. K-U.
K-U.
What else?
K-U. What does he want to do?
Corrupt.
What does he want to do?
Okay, K-U. I'm trying to channel my corrupt. K-U-R-R. He's probably a K-U-R-R-P-T or something. Yes. He is K-U-R-R-P-T. Corrupt. That's what he's going.
K-U-R-R-P-T. Yeah. Corrupt. Is... I'm sorry,
what
wrong.
Is it? Oh, no, you had
it's-
to...
What,
go ahead, Antoine, to rub it in and win the game. Take it away.
K-U-R-U-P-T.
Is correct.
Correct.
That is your winner. Here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Raise the roof.
Raise it up.
Woo!
What a game. Everybody hands go up.
And what they do.
That's what they do. Hip-hop spelling bee in the house. Congratulations to Melissa, your big winner.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Now, this is a very bizarre paternity test that I'm surprised has not been part of some sort of real-life crime also.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it will be in the future. Identical twins.
Okay.
Both denying to be the father. Court rules? Since we can't figure it out, fine, you both have to pay child support. We don't know.
What?
We have no idea.
Well, no.
Well, no, because identical twins, each test comes out positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because they come from the same fertilized egg. They have the same DNA.
Oh.
So this woman knows one of them is the father.
Which one?
They're both denying it. And I guess these brothers have a history of being deceptive because she said, I slept with him. And he said, no, you didn't. You slept with him. And the other guy says, nuh-uh, you slept with him. They've been doing that switcheroo thing forever.
Oh,
what
gosh.
In the Maury Povich?
I know.
But what, I mean, I'm amazed that there has not been a movie yet that has come out where a man is wrongfully accused of a crime.
Uh-huh.
DNA evidence. It proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is guilty and he continues to maintain his innocence. And then at some point in the movie, he finds out he has an identical twin he did not know about.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's,
and then he probably, he has to fight his identical twin, so then it's going to be one of those goofy movies where one person plays the same person two different times, but it reeks of a very bad Jean-Claude Van Damme movie or
that
something.
That could happen, yeah.
Oh, double take or something like that.
Keanu Reeves, you know, one of those.
Yeah, I could see that.
Now I'm starting to think this was a movie, and I just I don't remember.
I know.
Feels like a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they both have to pay child support
since
they can't figure it out. But yeah, that whole matching DNA
games,
thing.
Both have to pay.
All right, I love this dude. He is 111 years old. So you want to know, it's like, what is the secret?
They always ask.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What is your secret to living to 111? How do you live to 111? He said, it's very simple. Don't die. Just
that's it?
Avoid dying.
There's no like whiskey or
just
something.
Stay alive.
Chocolate.
His advice is avoid dying. Two sons, a daughter, 10 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren. He is 111 years old. Bob Wayton in England still shops and cooks for himself and walks to the supermarket.
Good.
111.
Walks to the supermarket.
Yeah. Well, he's got a little bit of a walker.
Still,
but
yeah, but he can still move.
Outside of that, he moves around. And that's actually what he does say is sort of taking in life and interacting with humans. That's what keeps him alive.
All right.
He also, man, this is such a 111-year-old thing to do. He makes windmills.
That's what he does?
That's his hobby.
All right.
He makes little windmills and ornaments out of recycled wood.
Well.
This guy, it's amazing.
He's active.
I know. He was born in like 1908. He talks about how things have changed so dramatically in his life. Back in 1933, he said he went to Hong Kong. It took 6 weeks on a boat.
Whoa.
Now it takes 8 hours.
Yeah. He was 25 then.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So happy birthday. Congratulations. God. 111 years old.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
She says she is not human.
She is
elf.
Elf.
She's elven. Her name is Kimberell Eventide, which I feel like she's changed her name to give herself an elf name. But here's what she says.
Other kins are human, but they also have other parts to them that make them a unique human on Earth.
Yeah. So she says
she's
Buddy the Elf.
Pointy ears?
Well, she wears pointy ears. I have a picture of her.
Oh, she wears them.
She didn't grow these herself, but she does have pointy ears. She says she has 5 or different types of ears that she sort of wears based on what she's feeling.
I came into this world feeling different, and I believe that I'm not the only one, and we're going to find out more in the future that the human being is far more unlimited than we may have imagined.
Okay, so here becomes the real question.
Uh-huh.
If you get to be some sort of random mythical creature, which one are you choosing? Because for me, it's vampire all day long. I'm a vampire. Vampires are the best, man. They sleep all day. They party all night. They're very horny. They live forever, and they can fly. They never age.
I think I'm going werewolf.
Werewolf?
Werewolf.
That's a lot of shaving. So
only
much
at
shaving.
Night. They're not hairy during the day, at least what I've seen of them.
And with her, I think if she's so, she's a special human. She's an elf.
Yeah.
Does she work? Like, then you must not. What do you?
Yeah,
do
she
for
makes
her
toys. We That's have been does? Through this well, for you know,
Monica.
This, exactly. Jeez. Yep. So vampire, werewolf, and Monica's choosing Monica.
Yeah.
She's a mythical creature.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.